ভরসা ছাড়িয়া নিজ বড় চেষ্টা প্রতি ভারত Chapters. The description of the appearance of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In the morning time, that way, from 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, in English, translation of our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, was read. The evening time, Aditya Acharya Prabhu also read those three chapters in, and he spoke in Oriya language. In Harivansa there is also description, the appearance of Krishna. In Gopal Champu, written by Sriva Goswami, there is also description of appearance of Krishna. What I say, I will recite Gopal Champu. And I have to speak in two languages. First in Oriya, then in English, in this way. I'll go on. So I request one and all to sit patiently, quietly, and hear with concentrated attention, because the hearing of this transcendental Leela Kahani of Bhagavan Krishna is auspicious. Śrūnatāṁ sukatha krishna punya savana kirtana vidyastoya budrāni vidunuti sussatāṁ. Bhāgata says, to hear this transcendental Leela Kahani of Bhagavan Krishna is all auspicious, and it is, if you hear, putting full faith and concentrated attention, all the contaminations, material contaminations there in your heart will be cleansed off, heart will be purified, no other means is there. Therefore, Bhagavan Sri Krishna descends here. Though Bhagavan Krishna has his eternal abode in the spiritual sky, known as Sajidanandamaya Dham, Sarmaya Chinmaya Anandamaya Dham, full of eternality, full of knowledge, and full of blissfulness. He is always engaged there, completely absorbed there. This transcendental Leela, especially Rasleela, he enjoys and he releases the mellow. Why you come here to this material world, which is not a dham, it's completely opposite to the transcendental dham, Sajidanandamaya dham? This material world is asat, acit, niranandamaya. It is temporary, it's full of ignorance, full of miseries. Why you come here? What business he has? Because Śrutaṁ sarva bhūtānaṁ, he is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. You have forgotten Krishna from time immemorial, and you are under the clutches of Maya. But Krishna has not forgotten you, because he is your well-wishing friend. He always runs behind you. He is there in your heart as a Paramatma. He never desires you. And he descends here. This material world with his dham, with his associates, many incarnations he descends also, and manifests these transcendental leelas. The purpose is, this will be recorded, the Leela Kahanis will be recorded in books. And his dear devotees, sadhu, vaishnava, mahajan, they will come, they will recite and speak, preach. This should be heard, this should be read, this should be meditated, this should be deliberated upon. Thereby, you will get peacefulness, blissfulness, heart will be cleansed off, that you can understand what is your constitutional position. Your constitutional position is the eternal servant of the Lord, Krishna. Krishna is the eternal master. And also, Krishna comes here, kridartha, to play with his devotees, dear devotees, to relish his leela rasa, the mellow of transcendental leela. And that, in addition to, he also gives you opportunity to release it also. Moreover, he also comes here, sadhu-sanrakshana, to protect his dear devotees. That's the purpose. So now, I'll read from Gopal Champu. This is in nice song form. I'll sing. I want you, if you will follow it with me. It's nice to sing it. Singdha kantha madhu kantha nami kabi doyo.
Singdha kantha madhu kantha nami kabi doyo.
Nanda raju darbare তবে যত মতি বলে সুন প্রাণী স্বর
কথা কহিব তোমারো ব্রত জাগ যজ্ঞ আমি সমাপিল
সব যজ্ঞ জাগ যজ্ঞ আমি সমাপিল
দ্বাদশী পরম ব্রত নাহি আচরিল
দ্বাদশী পরম ব্রত নাহি আচরিল
এ নবচন নন্দ করিয়া শ্রবণ কহিল বচন
আনন্দে কহিল বচন
ওহে প্রিয়ে ভালো কথা শুনাইল তুমি সত্য সত্য এই ব্রত নাই কইল আমি
সত্য সত্য এই ব্রত নাই কইল আমি
তুমি সুধা মুখী সাধ্বি কইলে মধুর দুঃখ হবে দূর
পুরিবে অবশ্যবাঞ্ছা দুঃখ হবে দূর
তবে নিজ পুরোহিতে নাকি আনিল
তবে নিজ পুরোহিতে
দ্বাদশী ব্রতের বিধি বুঝিয়া লইল
দ্বাদশী ব্রতের বিধি বুঝিয়া লইল
স্নিগ্ধ কণ্ঠ বলে ভাই অরে কিবা হইল
স্নিগ্ধ কণ্ঠ বলে
এই দর বারে সব কথা খুলে বল
এই দর
I'll speak in English. Gopal Champu described there are two poets named Snigdha Kantha and Madhukantha. Daily they sing songs in the assembly of Nanda. One day they started singing how Nanda Raj got sung. Nanda Raj performed many sacrifices. Still, son was not born. All the residents of Braj Bhumi, all his friends, all also took up some bow, some brother, offered some worship. or Nanda Maharaj to have a son. Still, that no son was coming. Jasamati, wife of Nanda Maharaj, very much distressed, she gave up eating, always sitting, hanging down her face, only shedding tears, crying. Seeing this condition of his wife, Nanda Maharaj became very much distressed, consoled her various ways. What is the will of the providence that will take place? His wife Jasoda Mata said, "My dear husband, I'll tell what I've thought up in my heart. I performed many sacrifices, took up many bhoj vrata, but I have not done dvadasi paramavrata." Hearing this, Nanda Maharaj said, became very happy, said, "Yes, very good. We have not done so, so we must do." Nanda Maharaj called his priest. From him, he heard what is the procedures, rules, regulations for this dvadasi brother. Priest said everything. Then they decided we should observe this brother, to curb this brother. Then Madhukantha said, "Nanda jaso mati brato basare ko koilo."
Nanda jaso mati brato basare ko koilo.
Brato se se ek bado suswasna hoilo.
Brata se se ek bada
susopna hoilo. Swayam Sri Hari jena bale prasanna haiya.
Swayam Sri Hari jena bale prasanna haiya.
Chire pholi beasa suna mana diya.
Chire pholi beasa suna mana diya.
Prati kalpe hoi ami tomaro santana.
Prati kalpe hoi ami
kalpo se matavo satya boli jano.
E kalpo se matavo satya boli jano.
Tuma dhiro duye si surpe aribo biharo. Tuma dhiro surpe ori bhobi haro. Tumande surpe
ori bhobi haro.
Niti doro sone asa puri be tomaro.
Niti doro sone asa.
Ehe na madhura swapna, dekhe nanda raya.
Ehe na madhura swapna,
ভঙ্গে বড় দুঃখ পায়ে
অকস্মাত নিদ্রা ভঙ্গে
প্রভাত হইল দেখে ডাকে পক্ষী গণ
প্রভাত হইল দেখে
রানী সহ যমুনাতে যাইতে মন
রানী সহ যমুনাতে যাইতে মন
নন্দন যথা বিধি স্নান করি রানী রস হিত দান দিতে আরম্ভিল আপন হাতে তো
দান দিতে আরম্ভিল আপন হাতে তো
পাই আনন্দের দান সবে পূর্ণ হইল
পাই আনন্দের দান সবে পূর্ণ হইল
নন্দ যশোদার জয় উচ্চ করিবইল
নন্দ যশোদার জয়
নন্দ মহারাজ কি সরস্বতী দেবী কি নন্দ রানী কি
গৃহে তে আছি আনন্দ শ্রী বিষ্ণু পূজিল
গৃহে তে আছি আনন্দ
কর্ম বিধি যত সবমা পিল
সমা পিল
অতি শীঘ্র ধরবারে দহি প্রবেশিল
অতি শীঘ্র
বন্দনা করিল
গুরু নিজ বন্দনা করিল
আসি বলে স্নিগ্ধ কণ্ঠ ওরে কি বা হলো তবে কথা আরম্ভ করিল
মধুকণ্ঠ তবে কথা আরম্ভ করিল
শ্যাল স্পিক ইন ইংলিশ নন্দ মহারাজ এবং যশোমতী রানী দে টু গট দিস ব্রাদার অবজার্ভ ফর ওয়ান ইয়ার So at the end of Brada, Nanda Maharaja saw very nice dream. Lord Hari himself, being very much pleased, was saying that your desires will be very soon fulfilled. In every kalpa, I come as your son. And this kalpa also I'll come as your son. This is true. I'll manifest my babyhood lila in your griha. Understand? Griha. Every day you'll see it, you'll be very happy. Nanda Maharaj saw this nice, very good dream. Then sleep broke. It was morning. Guards were sleeping. Nanda Maharaj thought of, he'll go to take bath in Jamuna with his wife, Jasamati. Both Nanda and Jasamati came to Jamuna to take bath. Nanda Maharaj also took much wealth of charity, to give charity. All the demigods, munis, rishis, they all came in the guise of beggars to get charity from Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj and his wife Jasamati took bath, then they started giving charity. All became very much satisfied and pleased getting charity from Nanda Maharaj. All of them very loudly shouted, Nanda Maharaj ki jai! Jasamati Rani ki jai! Nanda Maharaj came back home, then offered worship to Bhagavan Vishnu. Finishing every daily activities, nitya karma, he came to his assembly, Darwa. And also he offered respect to gurus, brahmins, those who are worshipable, respectable personalities. After that, again Siddhakantha asked, what happened then? Then he started saying,
Rado doro bhare nando jokhon na bosilo Rado doro bhare nando jokhon na bosilo Dwari kohi raj dware taposi aayilo Dwari kohi raj dware संगे ब्रह्मचारी हो सुंदर दर्शन संगे ब्रह्मचारी हो सुंदर दर्शन ब्रह्मचारिणी संगे अति मनोरम Kailo Dwari Swagato Koriya Sighro Taposi Loilo Swagato Koriya Sighro Taposi Loilo Sami Dirajo Hoila Dino Jana Dibya Sami Dirajo Hoila Pada Dhauto Adikori Mahapuja Kaila Pada Dhauto Adikori जोगिनी पदे कंदिया पड़िलो दशता जोगिनी पदे कंदिया पड़िला
শুভ আশীর্বাদ শুনি গোপ গোপি করে জয় জয় Gatekeeper came and informed that one Tapasi, one Brahmacharini had come. And with her, a Brahmachari was also there. Hearing this, Nanda Maharaj stood up from his asan seat, welcomed the Brahmachari and Brahmacharini Tapasi, three of them seated, nice seats. Nanda Maharaj washed their feet, offered worship to them. Then Yashoda Mata cried at the feet of the Brahmacharini Tapasi. That Tapasi took up Yashoda Mata into her lap and putting her hand on the head of Yashoda Mata, blessed her, said, "My dear queen, very shortly, nice song is coming, will take bath." Hearing all these things, all gopa gopis, cowherd men and cowherd women, said, "Nanda Rani ki jai!" Said, "Joy, joy."
Upananda hasi bole, e gokula bana.
Upananda hasi bole, e gokula bana.
Mahatirtha rupe tabe, hoi bhagana. শুনি সর্বজনে নন্দে যোগিনীর পাদদণ্ড বন্দে জনে জনে
যোগিনীর
sing, I don't only sing with the Tektari, but they would not be famous.
Sighra tave kori dilo, kutiro nirmano, saate jo gini devi, kailo bostano. Sighra kantha bole bhai, আছে কি বা হইল যশোদার গর্ভে কৃষ্ণ কে মধ্যে আইল মধুকণ্ঠ মনে মনে করিল বিচার সব গোপ্য কথাদি দ্বাদশী পালন কইল অতি যত্ন করি তবে মাগি কৃষ্ণ প্রতি ওদের রাত্রিতে এক শুভ স্বপ্ন